Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's first of 2025 episodes, I want to talk about kicking off my initial language learning project of the year. So as you would have heard from my announcement in December, I am learning Indonesian, Bahasa Indonesia, and I'm going to be traveling through Indonesia. I've already been to Bali multiple times, but as anyone who's come here knows, it's a very touristy island, definitely not the kind of authentic experience that you would imagine any kind of deep travel would involve. And last year, I had the most wonderful year traveling through South America. I think I covered 30,000 kilometers entirely by bus and boat, and I got to meet some amazing people, and I was the first foreigner they had ever met in their life. And that kind of travel is something that really inspires me, and I'd like to do that in Indonesia. So I'm in Bali right now, and I picked Bali because I know I can be comfortable here to buckle down and study for about 2 months. And then after that, I'm going to spend several months traveling the rest of Indonesia. So this would be the likes of Java and Sumatra and Borneo and New Guinea, all of these different parts that I've just never experienced and that I imagine not that many foreigners or Westerners, I should say, travel to very consistently. So I've just started the project. I've got about 4 hours of study under my belt already, and I'm very pleasantly surprised by Indonesian. It may well turn out to be the easiest language I've ever learned, other than Esperanto, because that was designed to be easy, because it's got no conjugation, no noun genders, a very logical word formation. There are a few cognates thrown in there because of influence from international languages, especially the likes of Dutch, which I have learned, and then plenty of other loan words. And anyone that I've mentioned I'm learning has confirmed for me that it is very easy, at least in the initial stages, to get to conversational. A few people have said it may be very hard to master, but I've found that's kind of the case with most languages. And in this project, I'm not currently planning to master it because I just have 2 months. So the goal there is to get to the B1 conversational level so that I can be a completely independent traveler and have most conversations as long as the people I'm talking to are relatively patient. So if I were to reach fluency, then I could join in on conversations with people talking to each other naturally. I'm not going to reach that stage in over the span of 2 months, but I am hopefully going to be able to independently talk one-on-one with people, which gets you a lot and is still its own very worthwhile goal to aim for. So what I'm doing for these 2 months in Bali is I've decided to pick a particular location that is my dedicated Indonesian study place. So there are lots of co-working offices here in Bali. Most people there bring a laptop and they're doing stuff online, but I just find the environment, it feels a little bit like a library. It's got air conditioning, which is always essential in a place like Bali, and it's comfortable and so on. So I will go there and be exclusively studying my books. I shared on Instagram the books that I've traveled with. Obviously, I can't travel with too many books because of my limited check-in weight that I can use, but I have a few of them. And then from there, I'm going to start downloading things to my e-reader to study through that. Of course, I'm using Anki to study flashcards consistently. But of course, the absolute central, most important resource of all is speaking with human beings. So I'm intensively studying as much as I can this weekend, especially vocabulary and just the bare basics and a couple of phrases. And then by Monday, I have a cutoff time. I can't put it off any longer. I'm only giving myself 2 or 3 days of intensive study before I have to start speaking the language. I'm going to speak it pretty much every day for the next 2 months, starting Monday. And that means that what I'm learning and studying is very geared towards those first conversations. And this really changes how you handle it, because when I'm coming across vocabulary and it's giving me things like colors that I'm imagining. Do you know what? I'm probably not going to use colors in my very first conversation. I really need to talk about what I do, why I'm learning the language, maybe asking for travel tips. So I'm very centrally, specifically tailoring what I'm learning, and I'm skipping over plenty of things that aren't necessarily going to come up in those first conversations. And I can come back and review these study materials to see what I've missed later. But I find that when you have a spoken goal, if that's always in the back of your mind while you're intensively learning in the study periods between your spoken sessions, it can make a world of difference. Another thing I've done is I've actually booked 7 different teachers Monday through Friday. So I have 2 teachers a couple of the days. And these are just the top teachers I could find on iTalki that I liked the vibe of and the hours they were available based on my current time zone. This way, by the end of the 7 teachers, I imagine several of the teachers just won't work for me. Their personalities won't match. Maybe they're a bit more academic of a teacher than their profile gave the impression for. So I'll whittle it down to maybe just 2 or 3 teachers, and then I'll book actual packages with those teachers for the next months, and ideally be speaking with somebody several times a week for that conversational practice. Because like in all my projects, speaking has to be central to everything. And that's definitely going to be the case with Indonesian. I don't want to study for 2 months and then start speaking when I start traveling. I want to have the momentum and hit the ground running as soon as I arrive in my first destination outside of Bali. So yeah, that's the plan, is study intensively over the weekend and then burst into speaking consistently for these next 2 months. And so far it's looking good. I am pretty confident with what I've been learning for these 4 hours that I believe I will be able to switch to Indonesian only. Obviously with a few caveats, like I'll probably have a window open to Google Translate that I'll have to rely on. I've already noticed when I use it that it uses a very formal version of Indonesian. I've learned the difference between the formal and the informal I and you. So I'll have to adjust for that. And that's the only part I've noticed so far. I'm sure the teachers will explain to me other things that Google Translate is bad for. And as always, it's a crutch. It's something I like to discard as quickly as possible. But it just means that it helps me avoid having to dip into English. If I can just type the English out and read it aloud. It means all the words coming out of my mouth during the spoken session are just in that target language. And that truly helps for my momentum. And yeah, so this is how I'm feeling, pretty confident at the start of this project. I'll give you guys updates as well as my regular travel tips between various different episodes over these next months. I'll start recording videos, so you'll see on the Fluent in 3 Months YouTube channel, as well as clips on my language hacking Instagram that I wasn't as active on last year because I wasn't learning a new language. So you'll see me posting all over the place, and I hope you'll follow and let me know your thoughts. Obviously, it'll be very specific to Indonesian, but I'll have plenty to say that may well inspire you for your own language project. So what project are you taking on in 2025? Are you diving in? Are you really pushing yourself? I hope you are aiming to have that conversation as a central aspect of the language. If speaking is a focus for you, it needs to be consistent as much as possible. Don't fall into the trap of study, study, study for a long period of time, and then someday you'll be ready. As I've said before, there are 7 days in a week, and someday is not one of them. So best of luck in your 2025 project. You'll be hearing about how mine is going over time. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.